This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Much of the water used by data centers is not being reported publicly. That raises transparency concerns across our drought-prone region, a hotspot for the industry. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradel has more.
Data centers power everything from streaming to artificial intelligence, and they rely on water to keep computer servers from overheating. But researchers say a fast-growing problem is how little is known about their total water use.
If we don't have the data, if we don't have the transparency, we're just walking in the dark.
That's Anna Pinyeu-Pervet, co-author of a new study out of the University of Illinois on data center water use. National estimates suggest data centers used about 17 billion gallons of water in 2023, and demand is expected to rise as AI and cloud computing expand. She says better transparency could help the West weigh trade-offs as demand for data and water continue to grow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradel.
The farmer who helped bring Olathe sweet corn to the world decades ago is scaling back his growing operations. John Harold says his family-run company, Tuxedo Corn, won't be supplying Kroger stores this summer due to intense pressures on farmers, including drought and pests.
It's a decision we made, we think, with a good bit of thought, a lot of argument, a lot of letter writing that we never sent, but I'm comfortable with it, my wife's comfortable with it, my two sons are, and that's good enough for me.
Harold says Tuxedo Corn will focus on direct-to-consumer sales, selling in parking lots across the region. This is CPR News.